Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
Every bag of Fibermax cotton has 220,000 seeds chock full of innovation, like advanced genetics for longer, stronger fiber, which means 220,000 reasons to hear, "You got what, premiums?" And new Accent Flex technology for powerful weed control, which means 220,000 reasons to say, "Heck yeah, I grew that." Fibermax cotton from BASF. Innovation in every bag. Always read and follow label directions.
Stillwater Milling has been Oklahoma's trusted source for animal feed for over 130 years and is still locally owned and operated. With four AgriCenter locations, you'll find a wide variety of products to help you get all the projects done around your property. But did you know they are so much more than just a feed store? They have lawn and garden, pet supplies, animal health, pasture supplies, and more. There are dealers across the region and an in-house nutritionist to work on custom feeds if needed. Stillwater Milling, find our locations at stillwatermill.com.
Well, in the volatile world of agriculture, managing finances is just as critical as managing your crops or your livestock. I sat down with Erin Yost, an agricultural lender and producer herself, to talk a little bit about how farmers and ranchers can make their debt work for them rather than against them. She said you can't manage what you don't measure.
Yeah, you know, I always say that you can't manage what you don't measure. So how do you know where you're going if you don't know where you've been? And so I think it's really important to understand your financials, no matter what they are, and then make decisions going forward based on your financials.
Not all debt is created equal. Yost recommends categorizing debt into three distinct buckets.
There's the productive debt. There's, you know, wealth building. Is there things that I can invest in and take on debt that improves my income, my profitability, asset growth, and so forth, build equity and long-term assets, land, and so forth. And then there's the necessity debt. I just need to have an operating loan, or I need to replace XYZ as far as that farm equipment or ranching, you know, something on the ranching side, hay equipment. And then there's the drag debt. You know, it doesn't have a great term, but it's more of the consumer debt. It's more of the high interest debt. It's more, you know, vehicle loans and things. I'm not saying don't have those, but understand your buckets and understand how you're going to pay for those buckets of debt. And drag debt is one that, you know, you just need to, if you have it, you just need to know how to manage it.
How do you strengthen your short-term financial health?
Short-term financial health, you know, I sound like a broken record, but it goes back to cash flow. You know, what is my income for the year? What are my expenses? If you find years and that you're profitable and you are, you know, you're very disciplined in the investments that you make, whether you make some, whether you don't. If you have profitability and you keep them within your operation, you know, pay down operating debts, so forth like that, those are always ways to really strengthen what we call that working capital, that top half of your balance sheet.
To hear more from Erin Yost, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com.
The latest round of USDA
data offered a comprehensive snapshot of crop production numbers for 2025. Troy Marshall, the USDA state statistician, outlined what he called a pretty big day for releasing data towards ag information. Marshall highlighted encouraging signs in wheat seedings and hay supplies.
And so we'll ask producers how many acres of wheat that they've seeded or intend to seed. And for that, for Oklahoma, we saw an increase as well. So we estimate, based off of December 1st, the anticipation is to have 4.8 million acres planted of wheat, which is about almost 16% increase over last year, which last year was about 4.1 million acres planted in December, so or where we ended up final. So a pretty good increase for wheat seeding in Oklahoma.
To hear all the stats from this month's report, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. The Jack Sherry dispersal sales coming up January the 17th at Stockman's in Apache. Bob Rodenberger tells us more.
If you're needing just a good foundation piece of machinery, you can buy these set of cows and put any kind of bull you want on them and produce a product of whatever way you're wanting to go. But they're all off that ranch. They're not put together. They've not been handled by brokers or anything else. I mean, it's a self-contained herd.
Jack Sherry Dispersal Sale, January the 17th, 1 p.m. at Stockman's Livestock Auction in Apache. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.